Time to consider. God set up a chain of command, first in heaven and then again here on earth. When you do not honor that command, you dishonor God. And apart from repentance, you can expect to reap the sure consequences. But I would have you know that the head of the man is Christ, and the head of the woman is the man, and the head of Christ is God. 1 Corinthians 11:3. Don't question God's chain of command, and don't attempt to break any of its links. Make a new habit. Start thinking and acting as though your husband is the head of the company and you are his secretary. Look for ways to help him in his managerial position. Traits of a good helpmeet. She fears God. She believes God's word as it is written. She considers her position as a helpmeet a privileged command. Getting serious with God. Make a list for each day of the week. Monday, write 3 new things that you will add to your life that will cause you to become more precious to your husband. Tuesday, list 3 things that you can do that will be a help to him. Wednesday, write down 3 things that you can do that will be an encouragement to him. Thursday, jot down 3 things about your appearance that you can change, which he is sure to like. Friday, list 3 things that you can do to your house that will please him. Saturday, write 3 things you can do, for example, intimate time together, that will make him feel like he is the man. Sunday, plan 3 ways you can respond to him in front of others that will show a heart of respect and honor toward him.